stop on by and play a while. Simple tune to get your love light glowing. Keep your heart wide open, disappear just like the tide, let it roll on by.
FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. They were in the same state, but hundreds of miles apart. President Biden and former President Trump on the Texas border with immigration a key issue in the 2024 election. Mr. Trump in Eagle Pass.
This is a Joe Biden invasion. This is a Biden invasion over the past 3 years.
The president in Brownsville.
Folks, the bipartisan border security deal is a win for the American people. And it's a win for the people of Texas, and it's fair for those who legitimately have a right to come here.
He's urging Congress to reconsider the deal. Jack Teixeira, the young Massachusetts Air National Guardsman accused of leaking classified military documents and posting them online, has reportedly reached a plea deal with federal prosecutors. Three police officers and a court employee were shot while serving an eviction notice at a home in Independence, Missouri. One of the officers and the employee died. Former U.S. Ambassador to Bolivia Manuel Rocha plans to plead guilty to spying for Cuban intelligence. This is ABC News. Oprah Winfrey is leaving the Weight Watchers board of directors, and she's donating all of her interest to a museum. Shares dropped more than 20% on the news. Oprah disclosed late last year that she's been taking weight loss medication. One of the big three automakers is joining forces with the most well-known electric vehicle charging networks.
Owners of Ford EVs will be able to use much of Tesla's vast charging network in the U.S. and Canada as a deal that was reached between the companies last year becomes a reality. Tesla's network turned on for Ford EVs this week. There is a hitch, though. Current Ford EV owners will need to get an adapter to use Tesla's plug. Ford says it'll provide those adapters for free but won't ship them until March. Ford also says its future EVs will come with Tesla connectors starting next year. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Electronic Arts is cutting about 5% of its workforce, about 670 employees. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Carrie Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A conservative law firm is asking the universities of Wisconsin to end their race-based awards and fellowships. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty claims the Board of Regents 2024 Diversity Awards are unconstitutional because they leave some students out. Will says the UW is ignoring a U.S. Supreme Court ruling to end race-based programs. The search for a missing 3-year-old boy from Two Rivers is in its second week. Elijah Vu's grandmother made an emotional plea at a press conference Tuesday.
I want everybody to continue to help us to look for my grandson.
The police chief in Two Rivers says he's very concerned that Elijah Vu has been missing for this long. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Sunday, March 3rd at Happy Days, Highway 8 between Catawba and Cannon, it's the Drift Splitter Snowmobile Club Potato Pancake Breakfast. This will be taking place 8 a.m. through to noon and will feature things such as raffles and prizes. Once again, that is Sunday, March 3rd, 8 a.m. through noon at Happy Days for the Drift Splitter Snowmobile Club Potato Pancake Breakfast.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Packers restructure a player's contract. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports reporting from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. The Packers here meeting with players' agents have made a deal with linebacker Preston Smith to pay him more with incentives, but save $2 million off their salary cap. What other changes on defense? I spoke to Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
Not a ton. You know, I think, you know, this league's a 4-2-5 nickel league, but those conversations will be had over the next few weeks.
NBA, the Bucks in Charlotte to play the Hornets again. Milwaukee looking to go 4-0 after the All-Star break. Doc Rivers says they're doing better each day defensively. Baseball, the Brewers with a 6-1 loss to the Cubs, but the crew auditioned 10 different pitchers, including J.J. Bukauskas, who struck out all three batters he faced. He's only given up one hit in camp so far. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
He's throwing the ball good. I remember him throwing the ball good last year at the end. He'll be in the major leagues this year at some point.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Brand new country. I woke up on a wrong side.
Q Country.
We've been to both Carolinas, seen a big Montana sky, driven up and down the coast a few times, London, Paris, paradise, but ain't got much memory of the scenes. Come to think, I miss them all, and damn, babe, it's all your fault.
Yeah. Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune some old deep cut cheap trick. Got your girl singing every word of it, so you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend, so you make her laugh all night and then take her home.
Stay. get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires.
QCountry.com.
Way to hell, that's Jelly Roll, finishing off a three in a row that we started with Kenny Chesney's Take Her Home. Brad Paisley was in the middle there with Mud on the Tires. A couple Sundays from now, 2 weeks from this Sunday, would be the 17th of March. Immaculate Conception Church is hosting the Knights of Columbus St. Patrick's Booyah Dinner. 1 p.m. will be bingo, 4 p.m. will be booyah. If you have no idea what that is, I sure didn't either until I had to Google it when I got this update to the hot sheets. It looks like the best form of stew you've probably ever had. I suspect some sort of conspiracy has been involved in keeping me uninformed for all of my 30 years of life here on the planet. But figure out what it is for yourself, or maybe you already know, and this is just going to be another chapter in a long and delicious book for you. Sunday, March 17th, Knights of Columbus, St. Patrick's Booyah Dinner at Immaculate Conception Church. 1 p.m. bingo, 4 p.m. booyah, $6 per adult, $3 per student. And preschoolers, those five and unders, rule the world. They eat free. It'll be served family style that evening. More country music here in just a moment. It'll be one of the last three in a row I can bring you before I have to say goodbye this evening. Bailey Zimmerman's Religiously will lead it off. Jake Owen and Megan Maroney will follow up after this on 98.3 FM WCQM.
I am James, senior apparel designer, and this is Behind the Design with Hawks. Hawks is your classic workwear brand. It's designed for those guys that are on the job site. Just driven performance, just rugged and comfortable. Thinking of durability, everything is either double, triple stitched, bar tacked. It's built durable. It's going to perform. It's going to It's going to have everything that you need in a product. Hawks, only at Boot Barn.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Well, now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Hair Volume is the all-natural solution trusted by millions of women around the world to say goodbye to thin, brittle, shedding hair. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. Go to NewNordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens or CVS.
Get in the game with Wargus Auto and Truck Center. Our trained technicians are ready to tackle your vehicle needs, from engine tune-ups to wheel alignments and everything in between. Need a lift? We offer 24-hour towing and free body shop estimates. For worry-free truck and auto repair, trust Wargus Auto and Truck Center in Phillips, Wisconsin. And to the Lady Loggers, shoot to win, and good luck on your tournament journey.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she just launched her new side gig. A true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-20s. Sunny and warmer into tomorrow, a high in the low 50s. And continued warming into this weekend with sunshine and mid-50s expected on Saturday. Low 60s, partly sunny and windy Sunday. It's 34 right now.
They play the best music, and it's not always the same. They play a variety. It's always the best music.
98Q Country.
I didn't want to see. They brought back memories. You look happy, I guess. Got the life that you wanted, but it ain't with me. You would think by now that I wouldn't care. It's been a couple years, and yeah, I've had my share of other broken parts, but I only shed real tears over ours.
Cause I don't have the only woman who was there for me.
feel like life. Cause I don't have the only woman who believed in me religiously. And now I'm in the back.
Country. Online at 98qcountry.com.
It's Megan Maroney with I'm Not Pretty. Finishes off a three in a row that we started with Bailey Zimmerman's Religiously, and Jake Owen was in the middle with Down to the Honky Tonk. I've got one more three in a row for you this evening that I may or may not be able to squeeze in its entirety, so I'll hit play here, and if you don't catch the tail end of the song, it's for a good reason. It's because at the 20-minute mark or so, excuse me, about 20 to the top of the hour, 640, 645-ish, Jeff Hakenin's going to be taking over as he brings the live call from Phillips versus Chippewa Falls McDonald Catholic. Girls basketball happening this evening in just a bit here on 98Q Country. We'll be bringing you the whole game. If you're listening on the radio, stay tuned to 98.3 for that, or listen on the free Civic Media app. Just scroll through the list of Civic Media stations, pick 98Q Country, and listen in to Jeff Hakenin's live call. Thank you so much for hanging out with me this evening. I've been Greg Gunderson, coming from the 98Q Country studios here in beautiful, frigid Park Falls. It's gotten progressively more beautiful. We've been warming up throughout the day. Didn't feel possible. So thanks for hanging out with me as we made three in a row possible all day long. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics on 98Q Country. And as always, I'll see you tomorrow at 2.
Join the Rhinelander Chamber for the second annual Up North Community Expo on Thursday, March 7th from 11 to 5 at the Hodag Dome in Rhinelander. Over 70 vendors from 7 counties will be there to network, provide employment information, and to show or sell what they do. This free event is sponsored by Aspirus, Charter Next Generation, Lakeland Care, and Ripco Credit Union. Exhibitors include Oneida County, WXPR, Project North, County Ready Mix, Boulder Junction Chamber of Commerce, Camp Manitowish YMCA, SureDry, Adams Generators of Hazelhurst, Camp American Legion, Advantage Home Pros, and many more.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, low in the mid-20s. Sunny and warmer into tomorrow, a high in the low 50s. And continued warming into this weekend with sunshine and mid-50s expected on Saturday. Low 60s, partly sunny and windy Sunday. It's 34 right now.
On air. On the app.
You can listen anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, you can listen anywhere, anytime.
98Q Country.
Are you sitting at home all alone trying to fall asleep? Are you staring a hole through your phone, praying that it rains? Are you watching a movie that you've seen a thousand times? Or maybe playing some air, getting lost in your favorite lines? Well, if you're anything like me, you just might be doing whatever it takes to drown out the noise. But I just wanna hear. I'm one number away from calling you. I said I was through, but I'm done. Inside, got my head in a mess. Girl, I confess, I lied when I said I'm leaving, not coming back. Might be the whiskey or the midnight rain, but everywhere I go, I see your face. In my brain, dialing up everything I wanna say, but I'm still one number away.
inside. Got my head in a mess. Girl, I confess, I lied when I said I'm leaving and not coming back. Might be the whiskey or the midnight rain, but everywhere I go I see your face. In my brain dialing up everything I want to say, but I'm still one number away. Away.
WIAA High School Sports is on the air. Tonight, the Phillips Lauder girls basketball team in sectional semifinals take on McDonald Catholic Central in Ladysmith. And all the action is brought to you by Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Option, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Duofest Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, by Brandy Lake BP. Also brought to you by Ross's Pork Shop, Copy Mold, Pool and Design, Harborview on the Lake, John's 3 Mile, and Warga Auto and Truck Center. Ross's Sports Shop and Guide Service has everything you need for a full day of fishing. From their selection of live bait to many different types of tackle, like the popular Custom X Toads and more. Ross's also has a selection of great hunting supplies, too. And you can get all of your licensing done there, too. And ask about their expert guide service. Their goal is to guide you into a successful angler. Like them on Facebook and check out all their available specials. Ross's Sports Shop and Guide Service, 286 North Lake Avenue, Phillips.
Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it very much. The ticker, the heart doing okay. Saturday night, that was just a wild game. There were several occasions where it looked like you were in trouble. Several occasions you looked like you had them in trouble. Went to overtime. That was just a wild basketball game, wasn't it, Coach?
Yeah, it was a crazy game. I mean, yeah. So, like you said, is your heart back to normal? It is at this point, but it took a little bit. Like you said, I mean, we got down 17-4. We fought back. They went back ahead. We were losing by 4 with 15 seconds left in regulation and somehow found a way to get it into overtime.
Was this, did Cameron throw anything at you that surprised you a little bit? Were they better than what you thought? Or what was the thought process going into this game?
Well, I think a couple of things. They jumped on us early and, you know, it just kind of set a tone. But they were much more athletic than most of the teams we played this year. So a lot of the stuff that we did when we get out and run and we, you know, make long passes, that's worked most of the year for us. You know, they were just as athletic as us. And, you know, they would get to those balls at the same time as us. So just kind of, you know, we hadn't seen them in person, but their athletic ability was really good.
And you kind of knew going into this year, Coach, trying to get your girls some competitive games during the year. I'm not saying that the Mirrorwood was weak or anything, but you kind of made it an emphasis this year. You went to Florida, played a tough team down there. You played, obviously, Assumption in the Mirrorwood South. But you felt you needed to have those really tough tests during the season to prepare yourself for a game like this from Saturday night, right?
Yeah, for sure. When we went down to Florida, we played 3 big schools down there. You know, 1-2 of the 3 had played some physical games, which is good. We found, you know, Grantsburg early in the year. That's a good team. We went to Somerset and played in a little tournament there. It has prepared us. And I think, you know, I got to look, but, you know, Athens is still alive, regional champs. We are. Assumption is. I'm not sure if there's another team from the South that survived it. I guess I didn't look, but, you know, Gilman is still alive, a team we played earlier in the year. Somerset in Division III won their regional. So I think we found some games. We wish we would have had a few more of those games we had earlier in the year, later in the year. Wabino Leona is another team we beat earlier in the year that's won their regional. So I think we found enough games. I just wish a couple of them were more towards the end instead of all so front-loaded.
All right. So the overtime victory gets you into the sectional semifinals now on Thursday, and this is kind of the game that you never look past anything leading up to a game like this, but you knew this was coming here, right? Thursday. challenges they present to you on Thursday?
Yeah, when the regionals were set a long time ago, we saw McDonald moved up from Division 5 to Division 4, and they've been to state tournaments almost every year in Division 5. So we knew this was going to be the team that if we wanted to get out of our sectional, it was going to be them. So, and it is, and they've won every game pretty fairly easily to get to this point. So they're a team that's, like I said, been through this. You know, I thought the crowd the other night in Cameron was a little overwhelming to us at first just because we hadn't had a crowd like that. You know, most of their girls have played in state tournaments already. So they're a physical team. They're a fast, quick team. So certainly a really good challenge, but certainly a team that we, you know, that I think we match up well. If we play well, it's gonna be right down to the end, and we're gonna have a chance to win that game.
Yeah, it's just gonna come down to making a few shots here and there. Are they a big team, McDonald Catholic, or are they more like you?
So they're set up a lot like us. They have one good inside player, but they more rely on their speed, and they have a couple really good 3-point shooters. So really a similar matchup to the way we are.
Okay. All right. Well, the challenges for you to get your team competitive, because you kind of knew, I think, with Matea really taking a step forward and really being a nice player and a nice compliment to your daughter. I think you kind of knew going in that with those two that this was going to be a pretty special team, right?
Yeah, we knew that we had, you know, all the components to make a good team. We got, you know, those two obviously are our scoring leaders. But, you know, we got everyone kind of buying into their role. If it's a defensive role, if it's a 3-point shooting role, if it's whatever it is, everyone's kind of bought in and they're just, you know, just want to win at this point. If you ever have a chance to go back and watch the game from Saturday, we watched it at our house, Nicole, again on Sunday, and we rewound about 50 times watching the bench every time something good happens to us, of how happy and how excited and just, you know, just happy to be winning as a group. But yeah, I mean, Matea gets her 1,000th point as a junior on Friday night, which is a special moment for her. You know, her and Casey are both averaging 20 points a game. We get 21 out of Brooke on Saturday night, which is her career high. You know, great time for that. She picked up her 4th foul with 9 minutes left to go in regulation and lasted all those 9 minutes plus the 4 minutes of overtime in a game where they were calling so many fouls that 78 foul shots were shot in that game. And, I mean, which is incredible. We had two girls fouled out, and at one point, 4 with 4 on the floor. So, I mean, we were looking at some of our JV girls who hadn't played at all with us all year that we just brought up for tournaments, looking at them saying, be ready, because we're a minute away from you guys being in the game here. So, and Cameron was in the exact same situation. They had a girl that was playing at the end of the game who hadn't played for them all year.
Yeah, so you play an aggressive, physical game. And when you get reps like that, it's hard to adjust your style of play to that, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you have to adjust. But there was a group that just called a lot of fouls, and it got to be a physical game. And, yeah, I mean, like I said, we shot 40 free throws in that game, and they shot 38, yeah.
Yeah, that's why it was a three-hour game. I think it was a long game in overtime.
I know I looked up one point at our camera, because when you turn on the huddle cameras for the live stream, you put a time limit on it. And I looked up at one point, and I'm thinking, I hope that thing doesn't go off, because we won't have the end of this game. And it made it, but not by much.
Yeah. Well, obviously, McDonald Catholic is going to be a real tough opponent, but you get them in Ladysmith. Have you girls played in that gym before?
So we haven't played there for a few years. We didn't play. They played here the last 2 years just based on scheduling stuff, and we played them in the tournament last year, but that was also in Phillips. So most of our girls have not played there. Some of our seniors have. It's a gym similar to ours. It's not huge. And, you know, we sold almost 400 tickets for our game on Saturday, and that was a pretty full crowd, and they're offering up to 900 tickets, can be sold. So, first of all, if anybody wants to go to that game, tickets are only being sold online for the game. They're not selling anything at the door. So that creates some challenges for us and everybody, trying to get everybody set up who doesn't have good internet and phones and the ability or the want to go online to order their tickets, but that's how they're being sold. So, if anyone has any questions, they can certainly get a hold of us. The links are out there on our social media stuff, where you got to go, but that's the only way tickets are being sold for that game.
So get your tickets ahead of time. If you walk up at the door, you're probably not going to get one there. It's probably going to be sold out, right?
That's what they're, if that's sold out, I don't know that they're selling anyways. They said they just don't want to handle the cash and they just want it to be online. So as far as we know, that's the only way to get to.
All right, Coach. We look forward to being there and covering you. We'll send Jeff Haken in there to follow the coverage on Thursday night. Good luck to you and the girls, and thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Yep, Coach Mike Hagerbrecht joining us. He is head coach of the Phillips Loggers.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, folks. This is Nathan Portowalz with Steve Peters and Jeff Hakenin. We are bringing you Phillips Girls Loggers Basketball Sectional.
Semifinals. Here in Lady Smith, Wisconsin. The Phillips Loggers coming in tonight at 24-2 overall, the Merriwood North champs, taking on the Clover Belt co-champion, McDonald,
what are they?
From Chippewa Falls, and they're coming in at 24-2, the number one seed, taking on tonight the number two seed in the Phillips Loggers. The girls trying to avenge last year's regular season loss to the Dons, the Macs. From last year, they lost 61-46, and this is a good rematch here tonight between one and two seed. The girls are going to be taking the court here briefly, as the clock runs down inside of 30 seconds before the national anthem will be kicking off here. A big matchup tonight. Emily Cooper from the Clover Belt champion Chippewa Falls McDonald leading that team here with 17 points. She's a Division II committed to Black Hills State. And she's going to be squaring off against the Phillips Loggers and Casey Egerbrett, Matea Eckert. Going to do everything they can to
keep pace with the great.
Yep, very much so, yeah. So we're going to be starting with the national anthem.
All right, we're getting set here for the starting lineup. All right, guys, we're on here. Jeff Hakenin back to help you guys out. We had a little technical difficulties here. National Anthem just got done with here, and we are set for starting lineups in just a moment. Our Phillips Loggers taking on McDonald Central. If you're watching on Jeff and Scott's local sports channel at home, we tried getting logging onto their Wi-Fi, and I'm thinking WIA has us blocked out or something. So here we go. Phillips Loggers set to go here in just a moment. It's the Loggers 24-2 against the 24-2. McDonald Central, are they the Bulldogs, Steve? They got a Bulldog. The Max. All right, they're the Max. That makes sense. Here we go. We're going to start out with our Phillips Loggers. Again, guys. All right. Casey Egerbrecht, number 3, the senior. Number 4, a junior, Sarah Natch. Another junior, number 10, Matea Eckert. And number 44, Hallie Lehman. And the girl in the middle, number 52, Brooke Eckert. That's our starting lineup for the Phillips Loggers.
Chippewa Falls coming in as a state champions from last year in D5. They come up now to D4.
Yes. So Division 5 champs last year, now in Division 4. It's still making their way through the playoffs. Here we go. And we're going to start out with the Max, number 11, Callie Goulet. Number 21, Ella Mae Cooper. Number 22, Emily Cooper. Number 23, the girl in the middle, Aubrey Dorn. She looks like a force. And number 31, Isabel Hartman.
Yeah, both teams coming in about 70 points per game, 70.2 for McDonald, and Phillips coming in at 73 points per game. So it'll be a higher scoring affair, but I would imagine if Phillips wants to have a chance tonight, they could go a long way towards doing that by holding them to around 60. I think that we have a great chance.
Yeah, absolutely. Both teams averaging in the 70s. I don't see that happening here tonight at all, Steve. All right, we're set for tip-off right now. It's going to be Dorn.
Dorn last year, 13 rebounds against Phillips in that regular season matchup.
And did she dominate that game against us? We lost by 15 last year.
A solid game all the way around.
All right. And Matea Eckert comes away with it. Matea over to Hallie. Hallie back up top to Matea. 17:53 here. Back to Hallie on the wing. Finds Matea in the low block. Matea backs her way. And nice defense by McDonald. They take it away from her. Looking to go the other direction. McDonald, Central with the ball. At the top.
Emily
Cooper with the ball. She gets it over to Goulet. Over to the right side, or left side, I should say. Back and forth, they go.